Sorry to bother you, but I think these keys might be yours. They must have fallen out of the pocket of your hoodie. Here. Hey, I know this probably sounds kind of weird, but do you think we could maybe, like, walk together for a little bit? Oh god, sorry I asked. I'm just gonna go now, sorry. So stupid, where's my clothes? Huh? You really don't mind? Okay. So, what are you doing out here, silly? It's like 3 a.m. on a weekday. Just thinking. Yeah, me too. The cool night air, the soggy pavement after a storm. It helps me relax. It's also kind of nice to be able to walk around outside without feeling like everyone is staring at you, judging you. There's no one around except for me and my thoughts. Well, usually. Do you think that all this life is just like a play or a circus? Meant to drive us all insane with the entertainment of some higher power or something. Oh god, I sound completely crazy now, don't I? You thought about that too? Wow, you must both be crazy then. Well, I guess it shouldn't be that surprising. Here we are. 2 20-somethings walking around alone in the middle of the night. Nothing to do but think about our existential fears. I just don't want to see how life could be anything else sometimes. What else could it be when everyone around you just wants to make you miserable? Do I have a boyfriend? No. Well, I did, but he was a real asshole. He thought of that. Just because he had money, he could make me do whatever he wanted. Like I was his fucking slave. You know what the worst part was? My parents, they didn't even care. They thought I should just be happy that I was with someone who could financially support me. That money was the only thing that really mattered. And everything else comes second. Even my happiness. It was just so hard. He used to get angry all the time. When I first met him, he wasn't like that. He seemed nice at first. Maybe I was just stupid and desperate, I don't know. But it's like he'd find any excuse to yell at me or hit me. But I really don't want to talk about that. One day I just couldn't take it anymore. There was a fight. I ran away. Left everything I had behind. It was the only way I could get out of that hell. I lived on the street for a little while. That was no fun. But I figured it was better than staying with him. If I had, I probably would have been dead by now. Eventually, I somehow managed to land a job that could barely pay the rent on some rundown apartment, and well, here I am. Move back in with them? Oh, no, no, no. I couldn't do that. My dad was furious when he heard about what I did. He would just try and force me to move back in with him. He just loved that rich prick. I guess assholes are drawn to each other. I'm sorry. How rude of me. Just walking up to some random guy and talking in his ear about my whole damn life story. Thanks for listening to me, though. Yeah, the first person has actually talked to me for longer than 5 minutes. A long, long time. Hey, we're coming up on the park. I just love the way it looks after it rains. I usually like to come here and just lay on the grass. It helps me keep my mind off everything. Good. Looks like we're the only ones here. Sometimes I have to leave because a group of drunk teenagers decides to lure her around, ruining my time alone. Here, this is the spot where I usually like to lie down. It's got a great view of the moon around this time when the sky is clear. Ground is soggy? Yeah, I guess it is. I usually don't care about that though. Why bother getting covered in a little mud when there's so much else to worry about? There, that's nice. I actually kind of like the way it feels, lying on the grass, feeling of the little wet blades poking against my skin, looking back at that inky black sky. It almost makes me feel like I'm floating away, if that makes any sense. Oh wow, look at that moon. It's beautiful. So reassuring and bright. You know, I'm glad I could share a moment like this with you. I know we don't exactly know each other, but I don't know. Somehow laying here like this, talking about how shitty our lives are, it kind of feels like we have as well have known each other forever. Sorry, it's been a long time since I've been able to talk to another human being like this. I usually just sit around at home, only going out to work and take walks like these. I rarely get to meet anyone like this, definitely. Not anyone like you. Hey, do you think I could maybe hold your hand? You're a really great listener, you know? Somehow I sort of feel like you actually care about my problems. Maybe you don't. And you're just trying to be nice, but I don't know. Thanks either way. It means a lot to me. Hey, what are you... No, it's okay. More than okay, actually. If you want, you can kiss me again. Please kiss me. I think I would, do you want me? I can feel you getting hard. I guess that means you do. Let me just unzip this. I want to feel your chest against mine. Your neck is just so soft. I'm just gonna slide my hand down. Does that feel good? Yeah, slide your hand under my jacket. Grab my back under my jeans, just like that. Grab my ass and squeeze it. Oh, God. So Fuck. I can feel it running down my fingers. You're twitching. Are you already about to? No, no. Wait, not yet. I want you. I want to feel you in me. Please, flip me over and... fuck. Put it in me. Oh, fuck. I can feel it pushing through me. Go slow, please. It kind of hurts. I think it's on the way in. Wait a minute, please. I need to adjust. Okay, I think I'm ready. Oh, fuck. 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 That feels good. Oh, you're so gentle. I can feel it sliding in and out. And out. This must not be your first time. You know what you're doing. I wish my first time was this gentle. I think I'm ready for you to go faster. That's it. Fuck, right there. Right there. I can tell you want this too. You need this. I can see it in your eyes. They sparkle with that familiar sadness. Nobody cares about us. The whole world wants to do nothing with us. But right now, in this moment, none of that matters. Faster. Faster. Yes. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me so fucking hard. Please. The only thing I want right now, the only thing I care about, is the feeling of your essence melting into me. It doesn't matter. Not right now. I don't care if I get pregnant. Nothing fucking matters right now except for you and me. To hell with everyone else. So fuck it. Fuck that cock into me. I just want to feel you come. I want you to feel you dripping out of me. I want to capture your sperm in my fucking room. Come with me. Please come with me. Feel me wrap around you. I'm trembling around you. I'm coming. Do it now. Do it now. Come in me. Come like it's the last thing in this fucking world you'll ever fucking do. Can I inside your fucking seed? Oh God, you really came alive. It feels all squishy and warm. No, don't think about that right now. I just want you to live in this moment with you. I don't want to think about work or my family or anything else. I just want to live. Look at that. The sun's coming up already. I can just see the first purple light of the dawn. Let's just stay here. Hold each other. We're the only people in the world that will